Hello, I'm Rob, and welcome to 6 Minute English, the show that brings you an interesting topic and authentic listening practice.
And don't forget vocabulary to help you improve your language skills. I'm Neil, by the way, and today we're off on an adventure.
Yes, but not a very big adventure, Neil. It's just a mini or micro adventure. But if you have wanderlust, a strong desire to travel, I think it may appeal.
It will appeal to you, Rob, because you love to travel. Haven't you circumnavigated the globe? I mean, gone all the way around the world?
Well, almost, Neil, but today's mini-adventure doesn't involve travelling too far from home. We'll explore the topic more in a moment, but not before we've set today's quiz question. So, Neil, do you know how far it is around the world measured at the equator? In other words, the circumference. Is it approximately A, 30,000 kilometres, B, 40,000 kilometres, or C, 50,000 kilometres?
Well, I haven't walked it, but I know it's a long way, so I'll go for C, 50,000 kilometres.
Right, I shall keep you in suspense and tell you the answer at the end of the programme. Now, our topic for discussion today won't be travelling so far. It's about a new trend for small adventures.
What you mean are shorter breaks, closer to home? They're less expensive, of course, but also instill a sense of adventure. That's the feeling of doing a new, exciting and sometimes dangerous activity.
Well, adventurer Alistair Humphreys has coined the phrase micro-adventures to describe this. To coin here means to use a word or phrase that no one has used before.
Now, he's someone who goes on big trips and expeditions to the four corners of the globe and writes books about his adventures. But he wanted to prove you don't have to go far to find adventure.
Let's hear from him now, speaking on BBC Radio 4's You and Yours programme, about what he did. How did he describe his first micro-adventure?
I'd been doing big adventures for years, and I had this hunch that you didn't need to go to the ends of the world to have some sort of adventure. You didn't need to be in beautiful Patagonia to have this spirit of adventure. So I decided to try and prove my theory by doing the most boring, ugly adventure I could think of, and I came up with the idea of walking a lap of the M25 in the snow in January. And time and again, as I walked around the M25, I just kept thinking to myself, this experience is exactly the same as the 4 years I spent cycling around the world. Smaller, of course, a bit silly, but definitely felt like an adventure. And that's when I really started to come up with the idea of micro-adventures.
So, a micro-adventure is a boring, ugly adventure.
No, Neil. It may not be glamorous, but it is an adventure. He walked around the London Orbital Motorway, called the M25, to prove his hunch that you don't need to go far to find adventure. A hunch is an idea you have based on feelings, but there's no proof.
Well, his hunch was right, but walking alongside a motorway isn't my idea of adventure.
It doesn't have to be, Neil. Just getting out on your bike and exploring somewhere in your locality that you haven't visited before is an adventure. What about camping?
Yes, I do like to camp out. Now, that's a phrasal verb to mean sleep outside in a tent. You can be so close to nature and breathe in the fresh air.
Yes, and you don't need to go far for a camping adventure. And being out at night really adds to the sense of adventure. That's what Alistair Humphreys believes.
We humans are so boring these days. We so rarely spend time out in the darkness to see the stars and to see how the world feels different by night. I get a little bit nervous still. I still imagine ghosts. but that's part of the charm of making the little frisson of adventure. And then in the morning, the sun comes up, the birds sing. Jump in a river, back on the bus, back to your desk for 9 o'clock.
Seeing how the world feels at night is a nice idea. Getting a bit nervous, anxious maybe, is part of the pleasure or enjoyment, what Alistair calls charm.
I agree, and he used another word, frisson, meaning a sudden strong feeling of excitement or fear.
My biggest fear will be returning to my desk for 9 o'clock. But Alistair is right. There is an adventure to be had on your doorstep. That means close to where you live.
But only a small adventure, Rob, unlike an adventure around the circumference of the Earth.
Yes, that was my question earlier. How far is it around the world measured at the equator? In other words, the circumference. Is it approximately A, 30,000 kilometres, B, 40,000 kilometres, or C, 50,000 kilometres?
And I said C, 50,000 kilometres.
Sorry, Neil, too far. The Earth's circumference has been calculated to be 40,075 kilometres. To travel that distance would be a major adventure.
OK, I think we should remind ourselves of some of the words and phrases we've discussed today, starting with wanderlust, a strong desire to travel. Rob has wanderlust. He's never at home.
That's because I have a sense of adventure. That's the feeling of doing a new, exciting and sometimes dangerous activity. Neil has no sense of adventure because he likes his holidays to be planned out with no surprises.
That's a little unfair, Rob. I just like to be holiday happy. That's a term I've just coined, which means use a word or phrase that no one has used before. You can also say to coin a phrase after using an expression that is well known and possibly used too much.
Next, we heard hunch. That's an idea you have based on feelings, but there's no proof. I have a hunch Neil wants to go to the pub. He's packing his bag.
Your hunch is correct, Rob, but not before we recap our next word, charm. That's part of the pleasure or enjoyment of something. Part of the charm of going to the seaside is eating ice cream and walking down the pier.
And finally, we heard on your doorstep, which means close to where you live. There's a pub right on your doorstep, so why don't you make the most of it?
I intend to, Rob, but first let me remind you that you can learn English with us at bbclearningenglish.com. That's it for today's 6 Minute English. We hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English. From BBC Learning English.